In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. We're in the 700s BC. We heard about Isaiah's beginning to his ministry last week. How he was called in the midst of Assyria, the great empire in the north, rising to power, threatening all the lands around them, in particular with an eye on the land of Palestine, the land of Israel. Isaiah had been given a ministry by God, and he had been given a task. Go, harden the hearts of the people. Make them blind. Make them deaf, so that they won't turn back to me, in order that destruction would come upon my people. For they need to be burned down to the ground. They need to be leveled. Because that stump will be the seed of new life. So as Isaiah begins his ministry, the political turmoil grows. The northern kingdom of Israel, remember that Judah and Israel had split after the kingdom of Solomon. The northern kingdom begins to get really wary of Assyria on its doorstep. And so the northern kingdom finds one of its neighbors, Aram, or also known as Syria, not Assyria, but Syria, makes a political alliance with them under the condition that they must turn on their brothers to the south and attack them. So in order to save their own hide, Israel in the north says, Aram, we will join with you. Let's attack our brothers to the south. Judah in the south hears of this political alliance in the north, that they are going to be turned on and attacked. The people begin to panic as there is overturn amongst who is king among them. Isaiah preaches to them and says, look, do not fear. This political alliance is not going to hurt you. God has your back. And in fact, he will give you a sign. A son will be born. A son by the name of Emmanuel, meaning God is with you. This sign will remind you that whatever comes, God is with you. Now, this political alliance in the north, it won't destroy you or harm you, but Assyria, the great empire, they will come upon you. And God will be with you, but Assyria is going to destroy you. Assyria is going to make waste of the land. God is using Assyria. So do not fear Assyria, only fear God himself. And know this, when God is done using Assyria to destroy you, God will destroy the great empire of Assyria. And that Emmanuel, that son that I told you about, he will be a king. A king with the Spirit of God himself upon you. He will lead you into true justice. He will actually take care of the poor, unlike you have been doing, which is one of the reasons you're being destroyed. This Emmanuel is going to usher in a new world. A new age. An age that you can hardly fathom. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. Those that are predators and feast on others will become vegetarians. Those that harm and destroy will become docile. A little child will live in the midst of this, leading all these creatures. There will be no more violence in the world. All the peoples will rally around this Emmanuel, and a new world, God's holy mountain, will come. So Assyria is coming against you and you will be destroyed. But God is with you. Do not fear Assyria. This destruction is God's work. And then from the ashes, from the stump, a new world. A world more beautiful than you could ever imagine. Where the violence, the infighting, the hatred is gone. The people heard this preaching of Isaiah, and just as the Lord had foretold, their hearts were hardened by it. This preaching did not cause them to turn to God. It caused them to continue to wander, just as it was supposed to. And Assyria did rear its ugly head and destroy them. And the people had hoped that Isaiah's own son was this son, this Emmanuel prophesied. But this son of Isaiah was actually a sign of the plunder, the destruction coming on God's people. And after centuries of destruction, in the midst of their disobedience, 700 years after Isaiah prophesied this, a child was born. A child who lived into the reality of this lion and lamb lying down together world. A child who preached a world of no violence. Love your enemies. Turn the other cheek. Child who had the Spirit of God upon him. A child who reached down and lived among the poor, exalting them with the very presence of God. This child was born in Israel. And when this child preached, the people hardened their hearts. They rejected this new world. It was too disturbing. And they nailed him to a cross to shut him up. A new world. We all want a new world, don't we? Or do we? I think God's people really struggled with the idea of a truly new world, because a truly new world requires that the old has to go. God's people may have liked this idea, this fantasy land of a wolf lying down with a lamb, of no violence, of the poor taken care of. Great ideals. That's great. But if destruction of our lives is the path to get there, no thanks. We'll pass. We would prefer to hold on to our lives as we know them. And we'll figure out a way to do our own kind of new world. We got ideas. We're smart. So no thank you, God. We'll pass on the destruction. We'll fight against it. We like our lives quite a bit. You know, we could use some tweaking and adjustment, certainly. But our lives are good. So this whole God with us thing, God, no thanks. You can stay away as far as we're concerned. Because if your presence among us means destruction of everything that we treasure, of what we hold dear to, of our dreams, No thanks. God, you can stay far away, up in the sky, wherever we think you are. God's people couldn't stomach the path, the loss, the sacrifice that would be required to enter a truly new world. And so they resisted God, century after century. And for us, standing 2,000 years after that child was born, our resistance hasn't lessened, has it? We still hear these beautiful words of Isaiah of a new world where wolf and lamb lie down together, where there is no violence, where the poor are lifted up and taken care of. And we think, wow, beautiful. But if getting there requires our world to be torn down to the ashes, no thank you. Too disturbing. That's terrifying. God, leave me alone if that's what your work looks like. We resist. We fight. But the prophets keep preaching. And the Spirit of God through Jesus keeps moving. Calling us, urging us, begging us to see the vision of this new world and realize that it's ours. It's right there for the taking. If we but embrace God's path for us, come be destroyed. Come lose it all. As Jesus said, leave it all behind. Follow me. Destroy that old life of yours. Because only in the destruction of that old life will the new world be able to sprout. And it's a beautiful world. It's everything you've been wanting. It's everything that you've been imagining. But it comes at a price. You have to die. You have to lose it all. So let go. And if you don't, God's going to keep working. He's going to keep tearing you down. He's going to send the Assyrians into our world to destroy us. Maybe from the ashes, from the stump, when we've lost all the things that we treasure, all those things we trusted in, maybe there at the bottom we'll wake up and we'll see that God's been there with us all along. That God was with us when we rejected Him. That God was with us when we were being torn down. That God was with us as we were being lifted up. That was Isaiah's certain promise to the people. God is with you. His work is out there in your life. Don't resist it. Embrace it. Embrace the destruction. Embrace the teardown. And see that as God giving us a restart. So as we go forward this Advent season, looking at the world around us, assessing it, maybe thinking, wow, we live in this world? Know that the vision of the prophets, the vision of Jesus is alive. God is with us. Even if He's sending messengers to destroy us and tear us down, God is with us. That's His work. Because on the other side of the destruction comes the rebirth. When the tree is chopped down, from the stump, new life can grow. So may God take the axe and hack away. May He tear us down, chop us down to where we belong. And then may we be reborn in the vision of Isaiah, a world of no violence, a world where the poor are exalted, a world where all peoples live together in peace and harmony around Jesus. May that world come. We long for it. We expect it. And we know God's at work. He hasn't given up on us. He is with us. Amen.